The really big story today is about job growth. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 5th day of April, and thanks for being here. In other news, Janet Yellen is in China, and what she spoke about today is in the news. Meanwhile, in New Mexico, we have a story about electric vehicles and local dealers. Casinos and smoking, two habits that are concerning. Hey, we got some union news coming out of Alabama. We've got the Wall Street Report in a very welcome story today. And Tesla is at it again. What are they doing? Slashing prices. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Great to have you aboard again today. Well, the March job numbers came in early on Friday, and it was stunning. The Bureau of Labor Statistics said 303,000 jobs were created in the U.S. that month. Economists had predicted only 200,000. And there's even more here than that startling number. Unemployment dropped to 3.8% in yet another sign of the strong U.S. economy. The jobless rate has now remained below 4% for 26 straight months. That is the longest such streak since the 1960s. And hold on, there's even more good news. The reason job numbers are up is because consumers continue to consume, and that has forced employers to hire more staff. And finally, there is this. A blockbuster number of new jobs would raise concerns that a vibrant labor market would force companies to sharply raise pay to attract and keep workers, and that would fan inflation pressure. But the March jobs report showed that wage growth was mild last month. Average hourly wages were up 4.1% from a year earlier. That's the smallest year-over-year increase since mid-2021. However, consider this. With wages up by 4.1% and inflation at 3.2%, the American consumer is still much better off today. And by the way, we'll get new inflation numbers for March on April 10. Most industries added jobs last month. Hiring was mainly concentrated in three categories. Healthcare and private education, leisure and hospitality, and government accounted for nearly 69% of the hiring. In addition, construction companies added a solid 39,000 jobs. One word? Refreshing. And on Friday, investors took stock of the new jobs report, and Wall Street recovered some losses of the past several days and closed up. We'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China on a mission to bring some stability between that country and the U.S. On Friday, Yellen called on China to address manufacturing overcapacity that she said risks causing global economic dislocation and to create a level playing field for American companies and workers. Here's what the AP is reporting she said, quote, "The United States seeks a healthy economic relationship with China that benefits both sides. But a healthy relationship must provide a level playing field for firms and workers in both countries," end quote. Now, high on Yellen's list is this overcapacity issue. You see, Chinese government subsidizes and other policy supports have encouraged solar panel and EV makers in China to invest in factories building far more production capacity than the domestic market can absorb. The massive scale of production has driven down costs and ignited price wars for green technologies. Now, that might be a boon for consumers and efforts to reduce global dependence on fossil fuels, but Western governments fear that that overcapacity will flood their markets with low-priced exports threatening American and European jobs. Auto dealers in New Mexico are not happy. Why? Well, that's because the dealers do not want to increase their inventory of electric vehicles. The AP is reporting that members of the State Environmental Improvement Board voted 4-1 after deliberating behind closed doors, marking a setback to the New Mexico Automotive Dealers Association as it pursues its challenge before the State Court of Appeals. Democratic Governor Michelle Grisham has been pushing for more electric vehicles in the state, saying doing so will curb emissions and help address climate change. The state has adopted more stringent standards for vehicle emissions and established the mandates for inventories of zero-emission vehicles, winning praise from environmentalists. But local auto dealers and others, including the Navajo Nation, are concerned that the mandates will have a negative impact, particularly for rural communities that lack electric vehicle charging infrastructure. They also have argued that affordability is an issue for consumers on the Navajo Nation and across New Mexico. So what's the mandate? Well, starting in 2026, 43% of all new passenger cars and light-duty trucks shipped to New Mexico auto dealerships by national auto manufacturers must be zero-emission vehicles. The rules also call for 15% of new commercial heavy-duty trucks to be zero-emission vehicles. Still, that leaves plenty of traditional gas and diesel vehicles left. So what's the problem? You know, it truly is an odd thing. Here in Iowa, while most businesses are smoke-free, including restaurants and bars, smoking is still allowed at the various casinos in the state. So we guess if you have a smoking habit, you also might have a gambling habit? Well, now workers in New Jersey are fighting back and demanding that casinos there become smoke-free. Workers there have now filed a lawsuit to try to overturn a law that leaves casino workers as the only ones not protected by the protections of a Clean Workplace Air Act. The United Auto Workers, which represents workers at the Bailey's, Caesars, and Tropicana casinos, and a group of casino workers opposed to smoking in the gambling halls, has filed a lawsuit in state superior court challenging New Jersey's indoor clean air law. Enacted 18 years ago, the law bans smoking in virtually all indoor workplaces except, you guessed it, casinos. The litigation seeks to have that exemption declared unconstitutional on several grounds, including equal protection under the law. Two words, stay tuned. And yet there is more union news, and this time it comes from Alabama. The AP is reporting that a majority of workers at a Mercedes-Benz plant near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are calling for a vote to join the United Auto Workers Union, which is on a drive to sign up more non-union plants across the country. According to a Friday announcement by the UAW, the Mercedes workers have filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board for the vote. Their call for a union election arrives just weeks after workers at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, set a date for a vote for a UAW representation. The UAW said on Friday that the Mercedes plant in Vance, Alabama, had a total of about 6,100 employees at the end of last year. And now, more than 5,000 are calling for the union vote. Investors decided that the recent jobs report was something to celebrate, and Wall Street ended the week on a positive note, but the major indexes did close lower than their high point during the day. On Friday, the Dow gained 307 points, the 30 industrials settled at 38,904. The Nasdaq picked up 199 points, also lower than earlier in the day, to close at 16,248, and the S&P 500 on Friday added 57 points to end the session at 5204. Technology companies led by chip-making giant NVIDIA rose by 2.1%, and Google's parent company, Alphabet, rose by 1.1%. The gains were broad, with every sector in the benchmark S&P 500 rising, though the index experienced its first weekly loss in 3 weeks. On Friday, West Texas Intermediate crude gained 15 cents to close at $86.74 a barrel at news time, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury went up at 4.402% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Tesla is once again slashing the price of one of its vehicles. Tesla has come up with an old-fashioned solution for its latest inventory issue. The company is slashing prices on its best-selling Model Y SUV by thousands of dollars. More than $5,000, to be exact, on the long-range and performance versions. The discounts come after Tesla produced just over 46,500 more vehicles than it delivered in its first quarter, leaving it with some very pricey overstock. At the same time, CEO Elon Musk is batting away a Reuters report that Tesla has scrapped plans for a lower-cost electric vehicle, posting on X that, quote, Reuters is lying, end quote. Of course they are, Elon. Of course. That's a wrap, and a reminder that we're back with the Business Week in Review this Sunday at noon Central and only on News Talk 1540, KXEL, and yes, we do stream. You'll hear the top stories of the past week along with two business conversations. Join us noon Central on News Talk 1540, KXEL. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll catch you on Sunday. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.